This is Discovering Argentina, a feature produced by Silvana Avellaneda. Today we bring you Las Sierras de Córdoba.
Hola, negro, pan de bail.
Me voy ahí, pa' James Cray.
Che, qué bien que lo pronunciáis.
Se ve que sabe inglés.
Se ve que lo domina y...
Adentro, con un vista chinche, hice un vino flor, tiene tres barriles.
The province of Córdoba, in the center of Argentina, some 700 kilometers from the city of Buenos Aires, we can find some of the most famous mountain trails in the country. The Tras la Sierra Trail includes the region between the so-called Sierra Grandes to the east and the Sierra de Pocho to the west. In this valley, there is a series of towns of great importance in Córdoba, such as the now very famous Villa de Cura Brochero, which was founded in 1865 with the name of Villa del Tránsito. However, in 1916, the name was changed to commemorate this priest, who was recently declared a saint. Brochero was the driving force, many years ago, in improving the quality of life of the local people, that began to nickname him the Gaucho Priest. He worked on the opening of roads and aqueducts that are still in operation today. He was born in 1840 and was baptized with the name of José Gabriel del Rosario. Already ordained, Brochero began his work with the poorest of a completely forgotten area, where gauchos such as Santo Huayama, who had led a peasant uprising to prevent landowners from diverting the course of streams and rivers. In the village, there is a museum honoring Cura Brochero, Brochero Priest or Priest Brochero, erected in the old house of spiritual exercises that he built many years ago. According to informal history, Santos Guayama arrived many times to speak with the priest, who tried several times to keep him away from the robberies that the gaucho made in the ranches to distribute food among the poorest. Near the village is the Los Chiflones Aqueduct Promenade, built by the same priest in 1882 to bring the water from the Panaolma River to the village. Another of the roads in the way of the volcanoes, which crosses the so-called Pampa de Pocho, at the top of the mountains, 1,000 meters above sea level, to reach the lagoon of Pocho. Salt water. This area has been transformed into a natural park, the natural park of the Pocho Volcanoes, where trekking, horseback riding, and climbing can be done. It is a special region for adventure tourism. Just to mention a few of the volcanoes that we can discover here: Boroa, Poca, Velis, Yerba Buena, en Agua de la Cumbre, the hilltop's water. Also in the small towns surrounding the main village are numerous folkloric festivals, cultural activities in the central squares of each town, and there's even a rally of donkeys which takes place in January in homage of this animal that was mainly used by the criollos of the time, the locals of the time, to carry a cargo.
Caminito y piedra.
la siesta parece darle una paz que huele a miel.
Best known valley in the province is Punilla, with the Villa de Carlos Paz as an outstanding central part of the theatrical activity of summers in Argentina. This city, located between the Sierra East and the Sierra Grandes to the west. The Villa, which is sitting on the shores of San Roque Lake, was born as a venture by Don Rudecindo Paz, who was the owner of the Santa Leocadia Ranch. San Roque Lake is formed by the Cosquín and San Antonio rivers, into which other rivers and secondary streams pour their waters. Formerly, the union of all the rivers in the region, Malambo, Icho Cruz, Mojarras, among many others, made the area the Valley of Quisquisacate, which means the union of rivers in native language. Finally, when the construction of the dam was carried out, the area took the name of San Roque in reference to an estancia in the area and a stop station for chariots that were on their way to the Punilla Valley. In the surroundings of Carlos Paz, there are numerous villages and rivers where festivals, cultural activities and sports competitions are organized every summer. On leaving Carlos Paz, on the bridge over the San Antonio River, is the famous cuckoo clock, which is a symbol of this city. This clock was built by German engineers Carlos Juan Plock, Jürgen Naumann and Carlos Widmeier. It has been operational since 1958 and is considered one of the largest in the world due to its 7-meter size, powered by a weight of more than 120 kilos. The box is made of wood in a handcrafted way, and a polychrome wooden bird marks the hours and half hours. Near Carlos Paz is also Cerro de la Cruz, one of the most successful Ways of the Cross in Argentina, which becomes a place for pilgrims and is obviously visited a lot during Easter. Trekking lovers can also try to climb this hill, which owes its name to the monumental cross that was built in reinforced concrete, commemorating the International Eucharistic Congress held in Buenos Aires in 1934.
Córdoba las mujeres le llamarán la atención, el vino, los alfajores y la voz del interior.
This was another chapter of Discovering Argentina, a feature produced by Silvana Avellaneda that took us today to the central part of this country, the beautiful province of Córdoba, and more specifically to the area of the valleys and hills, also known as sierras.
Tranquilo, no más tranquilo, la cosa no está bien clara. Todos charlan y se gritan y ninguno sabe nada.
Signing off now, we're coming to the end of today's program of RAI Argentina to the World in English that came to you via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 9,395 kHz, also streaming via internet on rai.com.ar, and listeners in the US can also use Audio Now for listening to our latest program in English, calling 641-552-8099. Guillermo Vega has been the operator. My name is Fernando Farias, and we hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. We invite you to join us tomorrow for another show of RAI Argentina to the World. Thank you for listening.